What is up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 78 of the Unknown Games Podcast. I think I have everything right. I am here, your host, Adrian, and remember, we are a show. We talk about video games, Japanese video games, and our lives in Japan. And by our, I mean myself, Adrian, as I already said, and my co-host.
What's up?
I forgot how I used to introduce you before, like, you know, way before when I didn't introduce your name. I used to just be like, yo, and then my co-host, and then like, what's up, I'm Alex, and like, those days are gone now.
I don't know, we have Hero in chat. How's it going, dude?
What's up, Hero? How's it going? Welcome to the chat. Good morning to you. And yeah, that's my co-host Alex over there, the game duck. I am the failure chicken until I redeem my legacy.
Yeah, so next, what's your next milestone? Are you going to do subs or are you going to do follows?
I don't know. I can't do follows because follows are like just, I don't know how to count them. Yeah.
Your follows are messed up now.
They're messed up.
You should do subs. If you hit 100 subs, you should do like, I don't know, something good. 100 cigarettes.
No.
Get you guys smoking 100 cigs on stream.
That's funny. I don't smoke in general.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Yeah, you don't even smoke actually. But you're like, guys, I've done it. I've never smoked before, but I'm gonna do it for you guys. 100 subs, 100 cigs, and you just like.
It's like ready to end it right now on stream. Ready for the end. Hero wants to know how we're doing. I'm doing good. Alex, you doing pretty good today? It's been a good day.
I mean, yes, as well as I can be, sure, yeah.
Wait, as good as we can be without smoking any cigarettes or cigars, yeah. Is there anything else you can smoke? Oh, weed.
You can smoke anything, really. Well, we can't. Hard enough, sure, yeah.
You can't. But you know, we can't get, you know, weed is not legal here in Japan. I don't know if anyone else.
No, you get the fastest way to get deported.
Very, very fast.
Yeah.
Just gone. Just nothing
not
else.
Like, at least it's not like Malaysia. It's like, it was like.
Death penalty or something. Well, anyways, moving on. Like I said, thanks if you are joining us here on YouTube. Hero, thanks for being here. We do record on every Monday night here in Japan at around 9 p.m. I'd say is kind of been where we've been settling at. So that's around I think it's 8 a.m. Eastern time. If you're in the U.S. and then if you're in any other part of the world, well, I'm
like
bad at math.
Six in the morning or five six in the morning or something.
Yeah, maybe, you know, UK afternoon or something. But if not, if you're listening on our normal networks, a.k.a. iTunes or Google Podcasts, Spotify, or those places, thanks so much for listening. Remember to leave a review or some stars or however you like to rate us on any of these networks if it's, you know, listening. What I just talked about. Or following us on the podcast. Or you can watch a stream. Goodness.
Sure. Yeah.
Why do we do so much?
Why do we do? I don't know. For the attention, really. Yeah. No, we do it for you guys. We do it for our listeners and our followers and the people that come hang out in our chats. Thank you very much.
There you go. So you can follow my co-host Route24 or Alex at Route24 on Twitch, Route24. And then you can follow myself at NinjaTrix, NinjaTrix on Twitch. We stream all the time. So just go ahead and look at that. Not too much going on this week last week in news. There are a couple big stories, but I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about them a long time. Maybe we won't. Maybe it'll be short. Alex, what are you feeling today? You feeling a short podcast or a long one?
I mean, we can keep it close to like anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour. I'm pretty tired.
We run on that low energy, Alex. As long, you know, let's do it. Let's do it. All right. So first up, we're going to go into what we've been playing, games we've been playing, which are pretty simple. I mean, I guess I'll start. You should start out because you have a more interesting game. My game is like 10 years old or something like that. Your game is actually, I don't know what the mess your game is. I watched you stream this
awkward 2 hours, man.
Awkward, strange game. Like, what is this? What is this? It's not Kingdom Hearts, but what is this?
No, I streamed Kukiyomi 3 on Tuesday. So, I mean, to give a little quick background about this game is it's really based off a Japanese social norm called Kukiyomi or like Kukiyomu.
Mm-hmm.
To like basically read the atmosphere. So you want to take social cues from people around you, and you just want to like react in a situation that would like maximize basically the harmony of your surroundings. It's not weird or anything like that. It's really, it's a Japanese social norm, essentially, like being able to read the atmosphere, right?
Okay. Which is true.
So this is the third game in the series. Basically, it's just a bunch of micro games. If you're familiar with like WarioWare, it's kind of like that, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're presented with like super fast like micro game basically, and then you just kind of choose what you want to do, and then like that's it. You either like do something that's socially acceptable or you do something that's pretty weird, and then it moves on to the next micro game. And at the end, it's like 100 problems. It'll just rate you. It'll tell you how well you are, how good you are at reading the atmosphere, essentially.
I would say I'm decent at reading the atmosphere. I mean, some people aren't. Are you decent at reading the atmosphere in real life?
I got like 50%. I got like a very average score. It's like 500 out of 1,000. So, I mean, if you're confident that you are really good at reading social cues, I encourage you to play this game. It's like $4 or something. Like,
oh, that's cheap. That's
well, okay. Cheap. You don't have a Switch. It's right now. It's Switch only. But if you want to play the game on PC, the first two games are on Steam right now. And I believe if you buy them like now, like as we're recording, they're on sale actually.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, the fact that there's two more, like this is the third game.
It ends in 5 hours. Like the sale ends in 5 hours. So they're 50% off. The first two games are on Steam. It's like CAD. So it'd be like $2.50 American. If you're at all curious, if you want to stream this yourself, just go ahead, jump on Steam right now, and buy one or both of them really.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's super cheap. I am curious. So how long did it take you to beat? Because I was there for, was it like 30 minutes or something? Because I got in a little bit late.
A single like run of all 100 problems is like 25 minutes or something like that. I did 3 playthroughs on stream. You do your first normal one on a fresh save, and then you unlock the opposite of being like normal. You do all the weird shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I did like another playthrough of a normal run because I want to improve my score.
I mean, like, it's just like weird stuff. Like we're looking on the screen, it's just like say cheese. Because like if you're, you know, if you're listening to this, it probably sounds kind of weird, like what's actually happening or what kind of the situations. But it's as simple as like, I guess if someone is, this person's like sitting down and they have their cell phone and swinging their legs in the chair or something, like in a hallway, do you like walk past? Like, I don't get it. Like, do you walk past them when their legs are out, or do you skip over their legs, or do you just wait for them to stop, you know?
Well, you're always controlling the red thing in these micro games.
Okay.
If you're the person in red, you're controlling that person. If you're like a red tool, you're moving that red thing. If you're a red cat, you're moving the cat, essentially.
What the one I'm looking at now, it's just like, do you beat this person who's obviously really tired across the finish line? Do you win the race or something? Did you find some of these to be easy to understand, and then some of them just like completely just like strange, like you weren't able
some
to like figure out what to
that
do?
I'm not quite sure were like the one where the boulder falls into a hole and you can either fill the hole or you can like get hit by the boulder.
What?
yeah, I wasn't sure about those ones, but the marathon one was super easy because there's like a little dialogue before the minigame like starts, really.
Okay. So
one for the marathon is like you're talking to your friend and your friend's like, oh, we're going to win the marathon together for sure. And you're like, okay. So you either like wait for your friend, or you cross the line before your friend, or you let your friend beat you or whatever. Right.
Okay. That makes more sense now. I didn't get that first part of the dialogue. So, and this is the one that we're talking about, like the boulder is coming into the, like just filling a hole in the hill.
Yeah, so either you like get hit by it, you let the boulder fall in the hole, you fill the hole yourself, you get crushed by the, I don't know. So yeah, I'm not really sure about those ones. Yeah.
It's a weird one. But yeah, I think it was pretty fun. I think the chat kind of enjoyed it. There's just weird stuff in there. So
yeah. So after I streamed this, actually, like half of Hololive streamed it as well. So what? I got it.
Were they
fun.
Watching you? Were they watching?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm not that popular. It was really cool because there's a lot of ways to solve these mini games that I didn't realize. Then watching other people play this game is really, really cool because you get to see how what they did. There's this one where you're sitting on the train with your boyfriend and you're listening to music, and it's like, oh, what do? You split their earphone and you give it to your boyfriend? That's what I was thinking, but people were giving it, you can give it to like a another person. You could put it in, not in their ear. You could, like, one VTuber I was watching, put it in his like nose or something. It's really funny. You can do like whatever you want, essentially.
Huh. I mean, that's cool. Like you said, you can watch other people play it in different ways, which, I mean, I think that's what makes a game like this pretty good, is not just that you can replay it. Because, I mean, after you finish the game, there were X amount of modes after that that, you know, whether you go in for like just a short fun time just to see what they're like, or if you actually play them, you know, to the fullest, you know, it seems like it's a full package that you can kind of have fun with.
Yeah, it's like $4 right now on the Switch, the third game. And then, like I said, for the next 5 hours as of recording, so by the time anyone watches this, almost watching this live or immediately after this podcast finishes, the sale's going to end. But it's 50% off right now on Steam.
So go and get your Kukuyomi. Get your skills up so you know what to do in real life.
Are you gonna get this? Are you gonna get one of them at least? I would recommend it. They're half off. It's like $2.50 American. Like, might as well, man.
I might as well. I mean, and like I said, I don't have a Switch, so the first two games are pretty game for free. And I honestly, I've been trying to figure out what to play this month as a break to the game I've been playing. I finally started Kingdom Hearts, and I put it on proud mode. I mean, I guess I should start out and just say, like, starting off, I gotta say, it was kind of strange being back in that world. I felt like I went into like a time slip or something. Like, it felt like I was back in middle school when I played this game, and it was a good feeling. It was a good feeling because it's been so long. And immediately once you find like Donald and Goofy and it just feels like, oh man, like I remember I used to love this stuff. And then like you still have fun. Like it's very much a fun game. And like you see all the Final Fantasy characters. Like right now, it's like a, you know, Squall and Yuffie on screen. You're like, holy crap, you know, like Yuffie, you're gonna be in a game again, like really soon. But I don't know, I enjoyed it, but I put it on proud mode, which is the hard difficulty, and I didn't play this hard, you know, I've never played any of the Kingdom Hearts on hard difficulty. This game is hard. They like kill you in two hits. Straight up, enemies will kill you in two hits. Which,
yeah, I mean,
surprised
are you gonna
me.
Change the difficulty, or are you gonna just leave it?
I don't know. I was debating because I got stuck on I guess you could say the first boss in the game, probably for like 45 minutes. Like the first boss, like the intro boss, which in one way,
like on Destiny Island still.
No, not on Destiny Island. Let me see if I can find this dude. It's in the town, and yeah, this guy right here. Like, it. I will say it's one of those boss battles that teaches you, if you've played Kingdom Hearts before, it really does make you go like, okay, I can't play this the same way I've always played. I can't just mash buttons and hit things. I actually have to. I found myself trying to play like Monster Hunter. Like,
yeah, I feel like you should be playing the hardest difficulty after you've done a playthrough already. Like, you're kind of going in like not blind, but it's kind of like your first playthrough, really.
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like going back. And at the end of this, I understood a lot better. You know, like sometimes games have those boss battles that are like just trying to teach you how you should go about playing this difficulty or something like that. That's basically what this battle was. Like, if you didn't get it before, because the previous, like on Destiny Island, you know, the big heartless that you face there, yeah, it does kind of hurt you or whatever, but you can kind of easily get around it and fight it, you know, and it didn't feel like I was doing it completely different. But this thing, it was like, yeah, you need to watch the patterns, the tech attacks. I don't know if you remember those. I'd completely forgotten, but it's when you parry something or hit something at the same time as the enemy. Yeah, those are actually important in this mode. And, you know, you want to parry them or knock them out of their attack, so then they're stunned and you can kind of get some more attacks in. But yeah, Donald and Goofy still suck. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably never gonna play Kingdom Hearts, like, ever.
I just want to say, Goofy, man. Goofy, heal me. Don't heal Donald. That was like, Donald will get knocked out in like two hits, like off the bat. And I'd be like, I need health. but Donald is the one who gets healed and then dies. I'm like, oh man, this stupid AI. Stupid AI. But I'm gonna stick with prob mode. I'm gonna stick with prob mode.
Really? You're gonna beat the first game on
I wanna beat all
All right.
I wanna try to beat all of them on prob mode. That's my goal. Play them in a different way. Maybe it gets easy. I heard Kingdom Hearts 3 is super easy, even on prob mode. Like, it's just a joke.
I think I might have heard that as well, but I really have just like zero interest in Kingdom Hearts.
It's like, but yeah, if you want to see some Kingdom Hearts, well, I'm streaming this bad boy. But I don't know. Are you playing anything new next week, or are you going to stick with? Because you played Phasmophobia solo.
I don't know what I'm gonna play. Honestly, I need to find a game to play. Might just bounce around a couple casual games for a little bit. I do know, like, in April, like, we're looking at a bunch of good releases coming out. Nothing that I'm intending on streaming. Like, the biggest release for April probably is Nier, to be honest. Replicant. But that's the end of the month.
Are you going to take a day off for that, or, like, take a week off for that? I mean, like,
I don't think so. But, yeah, I mean, so we're getting Nier next month, which is going to be a good one for people who enjoy, I don't know, just video games in general.
Yep.
How long are we getting in April? I feel like we're getting more, yeah.
I know Monster Hunter Stories. Is Stories coming out in April?
Stories might.
Stories 2, I think.
Yeah, it says to play 11, which I will. I don't know if I'm going to stream it, though. That's a big endeavor. That's like an investment, really. A time investment and an emotional investment. Really.
Emotional investment.
Yeah.
I mean...
Let me try to figure out... What year is it? 2021, right? Okay.
It was like... When Alex said he was tired, he was like, what year is it?
Okay, we're getting Outriders, which... Whatever, sure.
Yeah, we'll pass.
Yeah, and we're getting... fuck, hold on.
Is like, it's only 80 hours. Also, Yahya, what's up, my friend? Welcome.
Oh, we're getting the Saga Frontier remaster, so that's kind of cool if you like JRPGs as well.
Yahya, he can't play no Kingdom Hearts PC. We just went over Kingdom
Hearts.
Yeah, I'm on the Kingdom Hearts grind right now.
Yeah, so we're getting we're getting the Saga Frontier remaster and like Outriders, I guess. And
I mean, like, it's
all this stuff looks like it's, I don't know. I mean, like, Nier, thank you. God, at least we're getting Nier. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what are we even getting, really?
You're getting Nier, and I think that's the...
There's a PS5 remaster of Judgment, or Judge Eyes. What's it called? Judgment?
Is it Judgment in English? Wait, is it called... I think it's Judge Eyes in Japanese and Judgment in English,
yeah, in English, right. So we're getting a PS5 remaster of Judgment and... Fucking R-Type, I guess. Like, that's... Oh, Pokemon Snap. There you go. Boom. April 3rd. Pokemon Snap.
There you go. You got at least two games, and they're both coming in the same, like, basically within a week.
Yeah, and
in
a month, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, essentially. What about Super Seducer? Yeah, I might actually be playing Super Seducer.
Super Seducer 3 got delisted off Steam.
Wait, it's delisted? Really?
Yeah. Did you not hear about this?
No. Why is it
delisted? So, Super Seducer 3, it hasn't come out yet, but it got delisted on Steam for sexual content. Yeah.
What?
And then they're not allowed, they got kicked off the store.
So wait, but the previous games are still on there, right?
I think so. Yeah, go on Steam right now.
I mean,
three is gone. Like, they got kicked off the store.
What? Because I have Super Seducer. I think I just bought one. I don't think I bought two, because I heard like two tries to get too serious or something. Like, all the reviews were like, one was fun because it was just a joke and it knew it was a joke, but two is bad because, like, it takes itself seriously. Which honestly, I think it's based off of a book. Like, whoever, you know, made it, they wrote a book or something, and they turned that into a game, and it's supposed to actually be meant to help people to the best of its abilities, but like, yeah, the situation.
So three got kicked off the store. It's gone. Completely delisted. They're like, they're not allowed to publish that game.
Well, I don't know what they're gonna do then, because, like, if they can't sell it,
it's not being sold on Steam at any rate. Yeah. Yeah, and then they like tried to appeal it, because Steam was like, oh, it has like sexual content. And then the team was just like, we'll fix whatever you want. Like, tell us, like, what can we fix? Like, we want this game on Steam. We'll like edit it however you want it. And then Steam was just like, no, this is not up for discussion. Like, you're not allowed to publish this game at all.
Huh. Well, Ehe is saying that one is the serious one and then two is not. I only have one. You know what? We'll find out. We'll find out. Because I need a break from Kingdom Hearts. I'm gonna need one eventually. So, We've got that in some other games I'll be playing. So,
I'm actually really curious. Like, what are they gonna do with 3?
I don't know.
Like, put it on Humble or GOG or something like that.
But will Humble take anything like that? I mean, like, it doesn't seem like they would.
Well, the uncensored
right?
version of like Honey Pops on Humble, so I would believe it. Yeah.
I guess like was it Stitcher.io or whatever? Not Stitcher.io, but like maybe some type of like indie game service where you just put it up. I mean, they could just put it up on their own website, honestly.
I guess if they want to sell it DRM free, but sure.
Everyone get yourself a Super Seducer lesson. But yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been doing. I did forget to mention, and I won't talk about this that much, but I did get a VR headset. I finally got an Oculus Quest 2 because the Nintendo Special Edition Monster Hunter did not fall into my hands from the raffle.
Crap. Yeah, I mean, you just wait like 2 months to go to like a book off and then buy it at a little bit of an inflated price. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching some Rise footage and it looks good. Like, I got to say, Capcom did a wonderful job from me watching. I haven't played it, but I've seen a lot of cool things happening on that game. But VR, man, I did not think, because I know you have a VR headset. I didn't think it would be that amazing. Like, I saw Beat Saber and that somehow got me back into wanting a headset. And I finally got Beat Saber, played it for like 2 hours straight almost the first night I got it. And it was just amazing. I gotta say though, my favorite thing about it is just watching like YouTube or watching like just laying back and watching something, watching Netflix, and just having it feel like this theater experience, even though it's totally not.
Yeah.
A theater.
You should get Super Hot because that's my out. Like, I love Super Hot in VR. I guess you can check out Res Infinite, Tetris Effect, and
got both of them.
Yeah.
I've been waiting.
What else would be good?
Yahya says Little Witch Academia VR Broom Racing. Hey, I demoed that already. I did.
I mean, I haven't played it or anything.
It was good though. It was good. It was actually really good, I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to do. I haven't plugged in my VR headset in quite some time just because it's a little bit of a pain in the ass for me to do it. But yeah, Super Hot's a fun one. I love Super Hot. And I think I would, I don't know, man. I've been out of Half-Life Alyx, maybe you might want to check that out. Like, that's supposed to be like actually good.
I think it's on sale. Well, it might be going
off
sale.
I don't know if it is still on sale. Yeah.
I gotta say, the thing is,
fucking Phasmo. Play Phasmo in VR.
I'm trying to figure out how to stream in VR. So like, I found out. So the Quest has like a casting, you know, you can stream from the Quest. But it doesn't
like, probably
four by...
display capture that, right?
But it's 4:3. And there's like the black edges, so I'd have to do, I don't know. And it's only 30 FPS, I think. So like, I just want to like, okay.
I don't know. I know the Vive, or at least Steam VR, has like a thing where you can like mirror what you're seeing on the headset.
I wonder if
you can screen capture that. That being said, and I think we talked about this on the podcast with Yaya actually, where if you're going to be streaming from VR, that's like the really basic way to do it. But as the viewer, you kind of just get like the janky normal VR. Well, it's not like it's normal, but it's just like it's following your head, which is I don't know if that's the most enjoyable thing to watch, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like the best way to stream in VR is to do the third person camera where you're superimposed on the footage in a sense.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
You could do that if you rearrange your room to have your camera behind you. And you use a green screen or something like that. That would probably be the best way to do it.
Yeah, there's you can actually adjust the aspect ratio to be 16:9 is what Yahya is saying. I guess for the Quest 2. I might have to consult the guru over here to figure out how to do it in a better way. But yeah, I'm just gonna keep going through and just playing some things and just kind of enjoying just relaxing. I find I can relax in VR. More than I thought I would be able to. It's kind of strange, but it's very relaxing. I almost fell asleep in my headset.
I know some guy tried to do that. I think he tried to spend like 24 hours.
I don't want to do that.
48 hours in VR. Like he went to sleep in VR and woke up in VR.
That is actually, that's too insane right there. But Yahya, I'll get with you on that too to figure out. He's saying there's a third party program that we can use.
You should do that. You can stream Beat Saber if you want. You can stream. I wonder how well that would work for Phasmo, to be honest.
I don't know if Phasmo is like any different, but it would be different for me. It wouldn't be different for whoever's watching. Cause like, you can't see my reaction. Like, you'll see me in a face mask and my mouth open or something. You know what I mean? Unless I throw my hands up. I'm like, fudge.
But apparently Phasmo is like way the fuck scarier in VR.
I bet it is. I don't want to touch them. Way scarier. It's like, I want to touch Phasmo VR, but I don't want to touch. That's a little bit too.
I mean, I think maybe I might've done it. Maybe I could do it. I don't know. I did solo Phasmo on stream last week and I honestly it was fine. I was a little nervous at first, but after a while it was, I played so much Phasmo.
You've played at least 100 hours at this point.
Yeah.
At least 100 at this point.
Let me open my Steam library thing here and I'll double check. I've played 140 hours. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You're essentially a professional ghost hunter at this point. I would recommend you to go to a real haunted house and try to find a ghost at this point. Like, you should take the team and go to a real haunted place.
That would scare me if ghosts were real.
See, but then that's when you find out, oh shit, they real. And that's when it all gets scary. Anyways.
If ghosts were real, man, that old lady who died in your apartment would be chilling out with you every night.
I'm looking behind my back now. She could be listening. Don't say that. But anyways, I guess we'll move on to the news. We don't have too much to go over. Can keep it really short and real quick. So apparently Xbox is now being let me actually type this in, is now been rebranded as Xbox Network, which it doesn't really mean much. It's just something that Microsoft is kind of doing so that,
I mean, that's fine. Think calling it like a rip Xbox Live is a little bit a little bit of generous clickbait here, but
you know how the clickbait has to go.
Yeah.
It's not really a big deal. It just said the update from Xbox Live to Xbox Network is intended to distinguish the underlying service from Xbox Live Gold memberships. That was it. But I don't know. It made a lot of news for some reason because people woke up and there was like, where's my Xbox Live? It says Xbox Network now. And I'm like,
these are the same kind of people who panic when Facebook changes their layout or something like
that. Yo, Facebook changing their stuff is annoying. It hasn't happened for a while, but
I don't even use Facebook anymore, to be honest. Yeah, accidentally deleted Facebook off like my tablet once. And then I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh, wow, I actually don't give a shit. And then I went on my phone and I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna do it too. I'm just deleted Facebook off my phone. And I'm like, God, I actually don't give a shit anymore.
Facebook, I don't know, like, because I remember we talked about this, like, when you use an Oculus, you have to register your Facebook account, you know?
Yeah, know what? I'll be straight with you. I totally understand the appeal of the Quest 2. Completely wireless VR sounds really cool and really appealing.
It's really nice. Yeah,
and the fact that you can still connect it via wire to your PC for, like, big boy, for example, you know, quotations here, like, big boy VR, that's super appealing. That being said, the idea of linking it to my Facebook account, honestly, I thought about it, is so unappealing that I'm not gonna do it.
Everything is like it's. I gotta say, what's kind of cool about the system is that everything is kind of like intertwined. At least Messenger, it's built into the interface, so you can pull up your Messenger if you want to and talk to people, or you can separate into the people who have Oculus. But the one thing I will say that I really enjoyed is the fact that they do have this part on the screen that's like, hey. These are the events that are going on right now socially. If you want to hop into this, like rent a movie, go watch it with other people in a theater, people you don't know or whatever, or check out this game being streamed. I thought that was really cool, and I kind of want something like that in general. I thought it made me want to join these experiences. Anyways.
Yeah, did you?
I almost paid $5 to watch Top Gun.
Jesus Christ.
I almost did. But the app was like, it took me through this long tutorial process, and I was like, you know what, forget it. I'm done.
All right.
But yeah, anyways, moving on, ID at Xbox, the indie showcase. What happened last week? I know me and Ehe watched this thing and a couple of people in the Discord. We watched this thing. We thought it was going to be like 2 hours. Thing was like three and a half hours showcasing a bunch of indie games. And I got to say, a lot of stuff that not only they have for indie games, this is the Game Pass version, so this is what's just coming to Game Pass this month, which you saw Celeste, Haven, there's this game, Galactic, Deep Rock Galactic. I'm playing that right now. I'm like, why are we buying games every time I see Game Pass.
Game Pass is so appealing. Yeah, we talk about this all the time, but Game Pass legitimately is becoming incredible value.
It's like, why on earth are we doing it? So you can see a lot of the stuff, The Wild at Heart, all these wonderful games. So they went over this, and then they went over a couple of other games. Astra Ascending, I think, was the one that Ehe was actually curious if you'd be interested in. And I can kind of like go over to this the trailer for that now. It's on the playlist. Wait, did I not put it on the playlist? I didn't put it on the playlist, Alex. I feel bad.
It'd be funny if you just had like a random ass video on there. That'd be funny.
On the playlist that's not actually anything we're about to talk about.
Yeah. Let me send you a VTuber shit. We'll just watch that on stream for no reason.
Do you want? Yeah. Oh, man. And that's when that was it right there. I'm going to see if I can find it really quick, though, because Astria Ascending. Did anyone in the chat by any chance find anything interesting? I know there was the 12 minutes game. That was one that a lot of people kind of, you know, it's got Daisy Ridley, Willem Dafoe. I think there's another huge actor in it. But it was really surprising because that game apparently is going to be 18 hours, even though it is a 12 minute loop that you keep replaying fully voiced, which I thought was insane, but awesome at the same time. But this is the Astria Ascending. I believe this is done by, of course, you can tell the art's done by some Cygames, some OGs. It's written by the FF10 and FF7 remake, Mr. Nojima. And then we got music by FF12 and Vagrant Story. I can't read all these names. Sakamoto-san. And I don't know. It seems like it should be pretty good, right? Right? Right?
Sure. It's
like a RPG kind of thing?
Does it catch you? I mean, not guaranteed to be good, but...
Does it, from the outlook of it, does it look like something that you'd play as a JRPG fan?
I would probably need to give it a consideration. I don't know if I like... I mean, I like the visual style.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just like the art design, I like the art design. I don't know if I like... how the game looks, to be honest.
The characters look kind of... At first, I thought it was somewhat of a... Was it Dragon's Crown? I thought that was the dude. But it totally wasn't. I was like, oh, okay.
Coming on literally every Gundam platform here. Steam, Xbox One, Series X, Switch, PS4, PS5, PC. So yeah, look at that. What's missing here? Fucking Nokia N-Gage.
The N-Gage, yeah. That's the only thing left. And it's on Game Pass, too. So if anyone ever wants to get it, it's there. But yeah, I mean, they had a lot of different games there. Shelby, welcome to the podcast. Welcome here. Ehe was saying that he enjoyed making fun of the developers.
Indie devs? Come on, man. They got it too, man. They gave up their dreams to make these games.
They did give up their dreams
jobs. This followed their dreams. I got the backwards.
That's the one where we quote on that one. I mean,
give up your dreams.
give up your dreams. Give up your dreams. We haven't had an episode name where we've kind of like run with it for a while, so that's for give up your dreams. But yeah, so there was one indie developer. I gotta say, they did have.
Mm-hmm. When you play the trailer with closed captioning and it just says Xbox sound as the closed caption, I just gotta say, if you're actually deaf. How the fuck do you know what that sounds like?
Oh, no. Maybe there could be a chance that you... I mean, okay. Maybe you just recently lost your hearing.
And you're like, yes, the Xbox sound.
And you remember it. That's what would happen, you know? But the Xbox sound does change everyone, you know? I don't know. I'm not deaf, and this is getting dangerous, man. I have to start censoring myself and not censor. Oh, God.
I could censor myself, but I never do. Do you want me to censor myself from now on?
If you feel so inclined to censor yourself. I'll definitely clip this. This will be the highlight of the tonight show. I mean, we did have Lawnmower Simulator. Come on. Are you a lawnmower person?
Are you asking me if I'm half lawnmower?
No, I mean, do you like lawnmowers, Alex? Do you like to ride them?
What the fuck? No. Jesus Christ. No.
Oh, okay. I'm just gonna, you know what? I'm gonna blow past it there. If you, hey, I will say, for anyone who wants to check out the ID at Xbox, the games that were announced there, two of them that really stood out to me. Number one, which is coming up on the screen right now, Loot River looks insane. It's this kind of platform puzzle game all at the same time. It might even be a roguelike. I don't know, but you're actually manipulating the environment itself. You'll kind of see right here. He starts fighting off people, and then he just uses the platform to move. It's like playing Tetris, but like what is it? Looks amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it does.
Like, look at that. He's just like, bam.
That looks pretty cool, yeah.
I gotta say, this person gave up their dream to make a really cool game.
He gave up their dream. Yeah, it's so funny.
It has something I didn't mention. I think it's called Moon Bay, Moonlight Bay or something. Moon. You know what? I'll find it. There's this game that is set in Canada. It's actually in Canada. It's
Oh,
from
yeah.
Canadian developers. Set in the 80s. 80s Canadian, Nova Scotia.
Oh, great. Oh, wow. That's very specific. Holy
Yes,
shit.
they were like,
Yeah.
they did research. They were really, really hype about this. The game has over 100 different fish that you can catch. Apparently there's a story, but at one point in the story, a whale comes and just freaking eats everybody.
Oh, that actually happened in Canada in the 80s.
Wait, what?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
You're our resident Canadian. I mean, you could have said that and not said anything
Did I
after that.
not
I'd
say
be like,
anything?
oh
Just
my goodness.
leave it.
I'm like, wow, it did happen.
Yeah.
And then finally, I guess I'll just leave this here, Death's Door. If you got like I said, go check out all these games. They're really cool. I'm gonna run down the list of everything that was shown, and then we'll move on to the next bit of news. But for Xbox Game Pass, Recompile, The Wild at Heart, Astro Ascending, Omno. She dreams elsewhere. Nobody saves the world. Moon. That's the game. Moon Glow Bay. That's it. Moon Glow Bay.
Okay.
Dead Static Drive. Little Witch in the Woods. The Ascent. Art of Rally. Craftopia. Yeah, this they had so many freaking games on here. And then Stalker 2, Backbone, Edge of Eternity, Hello Neighbor 2, Boyfriend Dungeon, Narita Boy.
I'm sorry, what boyfriend dungeon? What is that?
It's a game where you're boyfriends in a dungeon, I guess.
Okay,
Let's
did you put them there or what?
I don't know. You know, let's look at the trailer. Let's look at the trailer. You want to look at the trailer for this one too?
Sure.
I don't know what I'm going to get when I type in
Boyfriend Dungeon. Put that in Google
boyfriend
Image Search. Put that in Google Image
dungeon.
Search with no fucking
Hey, it's on Nintendo
Yeah.
Switch. Switch has got me covered. So it
All
looks like
right.
we got a handsome guy. There's no Switch sound if I just noticed that. There's no Switch
No,
sound.
this is an oh, but it's the
Yeah,
snap, right?
it's the snap. Yeah, the snap didn't come up. But yeah, this is Boyfriend Dungeon we're taking a look at right now. Ooh, that looks like a K-pop guy in a visual novel.
So exciting.
I don't know why it's in a dungeon. Oh, there's a dungeon part. Okay. Well, it's Isaac and Sunder, Valeria, Sawyer, Boyfriend Dungeon by Kit Fox Games.
I mean, yeah, that's all right, I guess.
Careful now. We might one day be sponsored by them. We might have a gameplay for them.
Sure, if you guys want to reach out to us, we'll put this on
You know, we
stream.
should reach out to Moon Glow Bay. We got a Canadian person here.
No, I
We're
know.
real
No,
excited
no,
about it.
no,
Nah, you don't. Nah, we're not doing that. Anyways, we're gonna move on to the next little topic over here. Discord. Discord potentially being bought by somebody.
Yeah,
Everyone's
I
saying
think
Microsoft, but what?
Microsoft was giving them a hard look, I heard.
I think it's for like what 11 billion is
A
what
lot of money,
is
yeah. The
10,
last
11 billion?
acquisition that Microsoft made was Skype, actually. Almost 10 years ago at this point, I think. Maybe more than that, I'm not sure.
Which, considering, I mean, do you think this would change anything for Discord, or do you think it's just, it's just business as usual?
So that's a good question, actually. I used to be a pretty big MSN Messenger user back when I was a youngin. That was probably the main messenger app in Canada. And then Microsoft bought Skype, and then what Microsoft did was they absorbed MSN, or they like combined, they killed MSN basically, and then they're like, oh, just use Skype. Problem is, though, I don't actually like Skype that much. I really don't like Skype.
No one likes Skype.
Well, luckily, smartphones became a thing. We just started texting. And then, you know, in the last couple years, maybe 4 years, I've been basically just migrating over to Discord. All my communication now is on Discord now.
Mm-hmm.
So the worst thing that could happen with Discord is that they fill it with ads, and it's just like pumping... Like, they'd pump it with, like, Xbox Live shit or that kind of thing.
Get your game pass. Get your game fuel.
Yeah, that would be the worst thing for Xbox or for Discord, I think. That would probably just kill the experience. They just, like, first, like, you know, log in Discord and it's like, hey, you're not a fucking Game Pass subscriber. Subscribe now. I'm like, okay, I don't give a shit. That would probably be the worst thing. The best thing is that they just leave it alone. You know what I mean? The best thing is that
just leave it alone. So many people use Discord right now, and it's just a service that, honestly, it'd be kind of cool if they would tie it into Xbox, like their system. But I mean, like, it's not something that, I guess, what, Xbox Live Chat or the chat is already using. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know the benefits of them acquiring, like, what technologies do they get for acquiring Discord? I feel like they just get Discord. You know?
Yeah. So if you want to take like a super cynical look at it, Discord obviously is very, very successful when it comes to just fostering communication. And whether you like it or not, and this probably makes you feel uncomfortable, is that Discord has so much of your data. They have all your messages. They know who you're talking to, what communities you're in. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And whether you like it or not, data is valuable in this day and age. And maybe that's what Microsoft is seeking. You know what I mean?
That's true. I mean, like, even in my server, like, you know, we talk about what games we're going to be playing or what games we're streaming. And you know, just looking for keywords like that, that gives them a lot of insight to what people in small communities and large communities are doing. You know what I mean?
So I think, like, the worst thing that could happen is that Microsoft buys Discord, harvests all the data, guts it, and then turns it into like Xbox Live Chat or something like that. And we have to basically use, you know, the Xbox Live app that's pre-installed on our Windows PCs.
Please not that thing. Yeah. Gosh, please not that thing. As streamers, we have to turn that off anyways. We turn that Xbox bar, like the bar thing, off.
Well, I mean, just the app itself, it's pre-installed on your Windows PC. If you just type in like Xbox actually right now, like, Xbox console companion kind of pops up. A lot of Xbox shit pops up on your computer right now, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you mean now. I actually see it now. If anyone in the chat, if you have any opinions on this, definitely chime in. If you think that Discord is going to, you know, if Microsoft were to buy Discord, what would happen, or what you'd be afraid would happen, or what benefits you think could happen. I don't know if Discord is financially hurting or anything like that per se.
There might be, who knows? I know they're a bit of a startup. I'm not looking at their I've not privy to their finances or anything, but truth be told, I would say the majority of Discord users are using it for free, right?
As opposed to the Nitro option.
Right, which I am subscribed. I actually turned off my subscription, so it's going to expire in like a week.
You need to support their dreams, man. Don't support their dreams, yeah.
Yes. So I would argue that the majority of Discord users are using Discord for free. Not that many people are paying for Discord. So, and it costs money, you know, to keep there's company overhead, there's servers to run, there's a lot of shit that they have to pay for.
Yep.
So I wouldn't be too surprised if Discord was either barely keeping afloat with venture capital or just straight up in the red. You know what I mean?
That would be yeah. I mean, as people who use it, like you said, I don't pay for Nitro because I don't have a big enough. I mean, I want to, but I just haven't hit that spot to where I'm like, hey, you know what? Let me hit this Nitro for my server yet. You know what I mean? Because it's like $5 a month.
It's like $5 USD a month for Nitro Classic, and then it's more than that if you want the extra like better Nitro. But I started paying for Nitro Classic actually just because I wanted to share videos actually in a server. And if you're free, your file limit size is like pathetically small. It's like 7 megs or something like that. It's so small. And I wanted to share videos, like I was, something cool would happen in Apex. I would clip it and I would edit it down and I would render it out. And if I was on free, I'd have to like put that on YouTube first, and then I share the YouTube link. It was a bit of a pain in the ass just to show off like a sick headshot or something like that. So I basically signed up for Nitro just so I could up my attachment size limit to 50 megabytes and then post basically just actual proper clips with Nitro Classic. That's why I did it, really.
Yeah, I just learned that I can totally not type and listen and speak at the same time. But I tried. I tried.
Yeah, it looks like you're making a shitload of typos right there.
There's a lot. There's an and. Yeah.
There's an ampersand in there.
There's an ampersand for an apostrophe. That's how bad it is. But yeah, you hit a good point. You hit a good point. That it is 10 megs, I think Ehe was saying, to send on just normal. And it's... But overall, if you're talking about just streaming normally, like, it's plenty. 720 at 30 FPS. I've watched Game of Thrones and other shows with my friends over Discord. And, you know, it's been a good experience. And to think I just started using it last year. I never used it before that. It's become a part of my life. So I hope it doesn't go the route of a Skype and just kind of become stagnant and die. There's a couple things.
I don't want Microsoft to pump it with ads. I don't want Microsoft to gut it and then turn it into like just like Xbox Live Chat or something like that. And I don't know. I just leave it alone.
Just give them money for their dreams. It has like, yeah, don't, it doesn't care about it. And unless it means, you know, he would have to pay to speak to his friends. You know, they start making a pay for service, which,
you know, if that happens, like through, I believe people would just stop using Discord. We would just move to the next thing, really.
Which honestly...
Like, why do you think... Here's the thing. Like, Discord started out as, like, an alternative to TeamSpeak and all that kind of stuff for basically having free servers. You have to set up your own server. It's better than Skype in terms of quality. Just being able to manage your own servers with individual rooms in those servers. That's the reason why a lot of us, like, migrated off whatever we were using before to Discord, right?
Right, right.
And if Microsoft... You know, if Microsoft wants to, if they're gonna like mess with it, they're gonna lose, a lot of the user base, which is why I think it's being evaluated so high. Like, let's not mince words here. It's so valuable just because of so many people using it, and there's so much to like reap from this. And you know what I mean?
Right, right. And Shell is also saying in the chat, like, exactly. If they want to buy it, just leave it alone. It's amazing the way it is. Personally, for me, I'm surprised that Discord didn't... It seems like they almost got caught, you know, similar to how Sony did with PlayStation Network the first go around. Discord is so good that I was surprised coming into it that it wasn't... that it was free. Like, they weren't charging something, like, from the get-go to use it, because it's so good. Like, yeah, and I feel it's always been really good.
It took Discord a while to start charging money. I was on Discord in the early days, actually. And then they added like the paid tier, and then they added the Discord store where you could buy video games, and then they shut that down because nobody was buying games on Discord. And now they still have Nitro. I've been thinking for a while. I had the sneaking suspicion that Discord is in the red.
Because they've been trying to find ways to make money.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what all those things
are.
Who
is paying for Nitro? So I have a sneaking suspicion Discord is either in the red or... They've been selling our data this whole time. That's how they're making money. Yeah,
it's always been. You've always been taken for a ride. I mean, they've been swindling us the entire time, getting them data Facebook ways. Oh man. So yeah, Ed is saying he spends most of his day on Discord, and you know, ever since we started doing the podcast and recording on it, I now have it open all the time checking
honestly,
my server.
Discord is just open all the time for me.
It doesn't take up that much resources either. It's just a good, solid
how I communicate program. Now,
It's good and solid. So I guess we will move away from the Discords. I don't think there's too much left. Did you read anything about this Pikmin?
I saw the headline and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it.
That was it. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. It's like, it's honestly this thing of like,
So Niantic is going to be making a smartphone Pikmin game.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be exactly like Pokemon Go, but there it is. I saw that headline and I was just like, okay.
Yeah. I thought it was a fake at first. And then I was like, oh, this is real. I saw the tweet from Niantic and I was like, oh, and this is like the app will include gameplay activities to encourage walking and walking more delightful.
Wait, and make walking more delightful. Oh,
make walking more delightful. I mean, either way, how do you make walking more delightful?
I don't know. I guess you get rewarded for it. Every time you take a step, it's like, you're attractive. You're attractive. You're hot. You're hot. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so hot.
Those real words. Like,
That's how I would make it more delightful.
You're improving yourself right now. Every step.
It's like everyone thinks you're so hot. That's how they make it more delightful, yeah.
Apparently, this is being developed, or first developed by Niantic's Tokyo studio. So
I had no idea there was a Tokyo studio.
Maybe they just started. It seems so. You know what? We should just go over there, knock on the door.
We should give up our dreams.
Give up our dreams.
Yeah.
To be part of Niantic.
Yeah.
Oh, giving up our dreams. Oh man, that was such a great episode title right there.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think that's going to do it for us today on the Unknown Games podcast. Quick shout out to Risk of Rain 2. They celebrated their, I think it's their first year anniversary. Definitely, if you want to go play the Bandit, it's now there. They've announced some downloadable content that's going to be coming down the line. That's going to be paid for pay, but that game is super good, super nice. Definitely go ahead, play it with your friends. Jump on in it. It's good stuff. Great, great peeps who gave up their dreams to make games.
Yep. Give up your dreams.
Make games. You'll be rewarded. Alex, you got anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess come hang out on stream tomorrow. I stream at 9 p.m. basically this time in 24 hours. I'll be on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/read24. I don't know what I'm playing. Probably FF14. I have no idea. We'll play something. We'll play a video game. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, you should just play Bayonetta. Just play an action game.
I don't think I want to play Bayonetta. No.
That is like straight 7, 8, 10 hours max.
I think if I'm going to play anything tomorrow that's not a JRPG, I'd probably just dig through my shelf behind me here of just random shit. I might bust out Denshi the Goat again, because that was a wild time, so I might play that again.
That was a wild time. That was a good time. Denshi the Go.
Is that what the game is called?
Well, it can't be. Nah, it has a name. Denshi the Go.
Yeah. Well, I could play that. Anyways, that's it.
Yeah. And as always, once again, I've noticed some people have been following us on our social media. So thank you so much. If you've been following, you all are amazing. And if you haven't, then go ahead and give us a follow on Twitch. Gosh, I keep saying the wrong one. Twitter. Twitter and Instagram at UGP_cast, CAST. And then, of course, give us both. If you want to see some cool games throughout the week, you can catch myself, Ninja Tricks, or my co-host Root24 on Twitch, same time, same place, doing it big, playing lots of fun games. So be sure to support us there as well. And that's it. You all are amazing. Go play some games, have some fun. Remember, you set the tone. And that's going to do it for us this week. We'll see you next week for episode 79 of the Unknown Games podcast.
Cool. All right, peace.
With less censoring. Yeah.